You can buy them in fancy pharmacies or in backyard tuck shops. They're even sold openly on the streets of Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. Wonder products that promise to turn even the darkest skinned person as fair as Snow White. Many young women in Bulawayo use these chemical substances to lighten up their skin tone. They seek to be referred to as yellow bones, and in this case, in Bulawayo, yellow bones are light-skinned girls who are seen to be very, very attractive. Why do young people use these potentially dangerous creams even when they seem aware that there are possible side effects? Hello and welcome. You're listening to Speak Up, and my name is Emmanuel Nkomo.
So all I'm saying is,
everyone wants to be heard.
Speak up!
Speak up!
Speak up!
Speak up!
I love what you've done.
Brace yourself.
Filber, a college student, says he has no problem with women who use lightening creams because competition is tough and dark-skinned girls have to compete with light girls for attention.
I don't have a problem with girls taking skin lightening creams. I think actually it's okay for them to do that. Well, I prefer light-skinned girls compared to dark-skinned girls. So I don't have a problem with a dark-skinned girl using those lightening creams because if she's light and she's using those creams, I would go for her instead of going to to these other girls about light naturally, because the competition is tough outside there. Well, as the guys in Bulawayo, they call them yellow bone girls, you know. So for her to compete with those chicks about light-skinned, you see, it's difficult for her. So she has to use those skin lightening creams so that she can be at par with those light-skinned girls.
You find that most of our girls, they'll be light on the face and on the hands and maybe the lower legs. Now, would you have a problem with a woman being light on the face, hands, and the rest of the body is still dark?
Well, actually, as long as the face is light, well, we can compromise on the hands and the legs. And of course, she can wear maybe clothes that cover the legs and maybe the past that attack. As long as the face is light, I think it will be okay for me.
We've just heard from Filba, who likes light-skinned girls and does not mind them using lightening products. Now we speak to Mbali, a young African woman in her mid-20s who shares her experience with skin lightening creams, how it worked for her, and the challenges she faced.
I've used skin bleaching creams for, I think it's almost 7 years now. I started using them when I was a teenager because I could fancy those light, or can I say yellow bond girls, because they looked so beautiful, their skins were so faint, and here I am, I was dark, so I decided to just chip in, use those skin bleaching. I used most of what is called extra clear. It makes you light in complexion, and I'm still using it right now. Sometimes I interchange, I use Diprozone, but I base mostly on extra clear.
When we look at you, I want to zero in on what you said about having seen lighter girls maybe on TV or wherever, and you are saying they look more attractive. Did you hate yourself when you were dark-skinned?
Partly I did. I can say most of the time I hated the way I looked like, because, you know, when you're a teenager, there is that thing that guys start noticing you and you feel like they don't notice me because maybe I'm dark. So I thought maybe if I'm light-skinned, they'll notice me like they notice the other girls who are light-skinned. But it worked, though. The skin bleaching thing worked.
Yeah. Can you give me an example? Did you have someone that you were interested in who told you that they were not interested because you were dark-skinned? Did you hear people talking, your friends? Can you just tell me about that?
No, you know, there is that thing that people judge you. They tell you, you're so dark. And that thing that it will really get to you, that the people are saying, I'm so dark. Why can't I change myself, be a little bit lighter? Maybe that's when they'll stop talking to me and telling me that I'm so dark. Maybe that's why the guys don't hit on me. You know, it's just an experience that you want to have, having guys flocking to you. It's just the girlish thing, you know.
Okay, let's compare now. Mm-hmm. When you were dark-skinned, mm-hmm. what was the approach like from guys? Did you have a lot of guys approaching you, or they just pass you by? And when you were beginning to get lighter, was there a difference? Can you tell me about the shift in
terms of attention? There was a big difference. You know, when I was dark, those ugly guys would think that. They'll come to me, you know. If you're a girl, you fancy someone else, I've got this kind of guy in my mind. You know, I need this kind of guy. And then it's totally the opposite that comes to you. When I started using those skin lightening creams, you know, those better guys could approach me. Now I could feel that I'm also a girl like other girls.
Okay, let's talk about your community's attitude towards dark-skinned people. What's your community's attitude towards dark-skinned people?
Most people believe that dark-skinned people are not beautiful. There are few people appreciate the beauty of dark-skinned girls. You know, they think if you're light, you're beautiful. You know, you are that kind of person that everyone will dream of. For which, for now, I've seen the effects of using those skin bleaching things. I think I was better off being dark. Just love yourself as the way you are, because there is a reason why you were made like that. People are not supposed to be the same. Everyone is different, so people should learn to appreciate you the way you are different. Whether you are dark, you are white, I think you are beautiful as you are.
As an African, do you think it's something to do with being African, not appreciating your skin?
I think the influence comes much from television. You know, those teenagers will say, my role model is Beyonce, it's Rihanna, you know. Then they'll tell them that those people are African-American people. And then they'll say, wow, I want to be like them. How did they change? Because everyone always have this mentality that being African, it means that you are dark, you know. And if you want to look better, you have to look like those Americans, for which it's very wrong.
That was Mbali, a young woman sharing her experience with lightening creams. She would have no trouble to attract a guy like Marvin, a musician in his mid-20s, who says being dark himself, he finds light-skinned women very attractive. He believes a woman's decision to use skin lightening creams should be appreciated and respected.
Well, with me, first things first, I'm dark complexioned, and I have a, I wouldn't describe it as a fetish, but it's my preference. You know, I'm into... I find them more attractive. I find lighter women more attractive, you know, and that's just me, you know. I'm not saying I don't find dark women attractive. No, they are, but with me, it's something that picks me up, you know what I mean? Something that makes me feel something. I'm attracted to lighter women. That's just me as a person.
Unlike Marvin, we've just heard, Liz is a young man who recently got married, and he says he chose a dark-skinned woman because he has always wanted a black woman. For him, a person's character is more important than skin color. He also encourages those who choose to use skin lightening creams to first research.
I've always wanted a black woman. That's my choice, and naturally, I was drawn to a black woman. But in terms of skin color, it wasn't really a major factor when I chose my life partner, but I went more for personality, and I went more for who she really is. But I know a lot of people who go for skin color rather than anything else.
Now we have this issue of young people or women in general using skin lightening creams. Now, how would you take it if your partner started using skin lightening creams, or if she suggested that she wants to be lighter than she naturally is?
I would really encourage them not to. If they have to, they will maybe really do research on the types of creams that maybe will do minimal damage to the skin. But I would really encourage them not to. And also just to love themselves as they are, because most of the people who use these creams are people who really want to look like other people, maybe celebrities that they've seen on magazines or on television. I think what will come to my mind is first is, what else is this person trying to cover up? I mean, because if they are selling to me something that is fake, because I would have seen a light woman, and I maybe say this, so then I'll go for her, only to discover no, this person is actually dark, but they've changed their skin color, And for me, I think so many questions start coming to my mind as to what else are they hiding, or what else have they tried to alter in their lives. So I think it will really get me thinking about the person.
Rosie is in her early 30s and has been married for 5 years. She talks about the use of skin lightening creams as a sign of lack of pride in oneself. Rosie says women are under pressure from men and celebrities to look attractive.
Honestly, I don't understand why women prefer to use skin lightening creams instead of being proud of their own skin color, because I think my skin tone defines who I am. It says a lot about me as an African woman. So by changing my skin color, I feel as though I'll be losing a part of me by wanting to look like a European woman whose roots and culture I do not relate with.
There's a certain aspiration when someone wants to be lighter, much to do with being more attractive. When you look at the male companion, you want someone to look at you and say, that's the person I want you to be. Where would you say this yearning to be more attractive comes from? Where is the connectedness between being light and being attractive?
I don't know. I think I've heard a lot about men preferring lighter-skinned women to darker-skinned women. And I think that's what gives most of us as women pressure to then want to change our skin tone. And also, I think most of this is influenced by pop culture. It's what we see on the screens. It's what we want to look like. We so much adore our celebrities that we so want to copy their lifestyles and the way of doing things, which is wrong, I think, because this comes with so many replications. You use these skin lightening creams and it gives more, it makes you prone to diseases such as skin cancer and so forth. At the end of the day, you just lose the beauty that you so much want, because you end up being deformed, even getting these huge pimples on your face and growing hair on the face and all that kind of thing. So I think people should really think twice before they use these creams. And as men, I think you should stop. If you are that kind of man who puts so much pressure on your woman to try and enhance her beauty in some of these ways, I think you need to stop and appreciate the woman for who she is, because I think beauty comes from within. It's who you are that makes you beautiful and unique. I mean, we've got Gabrielle Union. I think she's been ranked one of the sexiest women in the world, and I think she's dark and beautiful. We've got Halle Berry as well, although she was born to a white mother and a black father or something like that, but she is proud of who she is as an African woman. Actually, she relates more with us African women than she would with European women, I think. It's your choice to if you want to change your skin tone, fine. If you think that will make you more beautiful, fine, but know that it comes with a price. And I think as women, we should know that if we are proud of who we are, then the next person will be more attracted to you because of the confidence that you have in yourself.
So, in the end, it seems the issue comes down to one's self-image and individual choices. As our different guests have shown, the reasons for liking or not liking skin lightening creams are quite different. What's important, though, as Rosie says, is for one to have self-pride and be comfortable in their own skin. It's also important for people to know the possible risks in order to make informed decisions. That's all from us here. A big thank you to Philba, Mbali, Marvin, Liz and Rosie for their time with us. You've been listening to Speak Up, which is produced by RNW and your local station. Visit our website www.rnw.nl/Africa. Tell us what you'd like us to speak about on our Facebook page, RNW/Africa. Until then, my name is Emmanuel Ngomo.
So all I'm saying is,
everyone wants to be heard.
Speak up!
Speak up!
Speak up!
Speak up.
Speak up!
I love what you've done.
Brace yourself.